Welcome to the Cost Segregation Authority series from My Cost Segregation. Today we are talking about a case called Norwest Corp. and Subs versus Commissioner. It was decided in 1998 by the U.S. Tax Court, and it gave us the tiebreaker rule for when an item fits into two different classes in Rev. Proc. 8756. Here is what was going on. Norwest was a bank holding company. They placed furniture and fixtures in service between 1987 and 1989. These items seemed to fit into two spots in Rev. Proc. 8756. One was asset class 00.11, which covers office furniture, fixtures, and equipment. The other was activity class 57.0 for distributive trades and services. These two classes have different recovery periods. The label decided how fast the bank could write off the costs. The tax court explained the structure of Rev. Proc. 8756. It has two kinds of classes. Asset classes from 00.11 to 00.4 describe specific assets used in any business. Activity classes from 01.1 to 80.0 describe assets used in a specific industry. The court gave a clear rule. When an item is described in both an asset class and an activity class, it goes in the asset class. The only exception is if the activity class specifically includes that item. This rule matters because almost every study has items that could fit two classes, a desk in a restaurant, a computer in a factory. The Norwest rule says to start with the asset class, only move to the activity class if its words specifically pull the item in. For example, office furniture in a restaurant still lands in asset class 00.11. The IRS agrees. It quotes the same rule in its cost segregation guide, Pub 5653. Now, you might be thinking, okay, that's banks and furniture. What does this have to do with my building? Everything. Every time a cost segregation engineer looks at an item that could fit two classes, the Norwest rule is how they decide. Is this HVAC unit described in an asset class for mechanical systems and also in an activity class for manufacturing? The asset class wins unless the activity class specifically includes it. The IRS examiners are told to use the same rule in Pub 5653. Citing Norwest means the study and the examiner are working from the same playbook. This case is not a taxpayer win or loss on furniture. The court decided other issues too, so we cite it only for the classification framework. It also does not let anyone pick whichever class gives the shorter life. The rule runs one direction, asset class first, activity class only when it specifically includes the item. If the activity class names the asset, it wins, even if that means a longer life. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. To see how these cases connect to your property, check the legal section of your report.